So you can't really be sitting around waiting for one phone call, for one individual phone call. You gotta keep moving. I have the whiteboard now has a section that says EO, Employment Ontario, haircut. The next one I'm not gonna read. Call, I'm not gonna say the person's name, but I have to call that person, and then fix up resume, aka adding the last job, the one that I just ended, the one that I've been talking about forever here. Add that to the resume. And then the other thing too is, well, actually, Amber, I was trying to do this at work yesterday. Yesterday, the day before, I was trying to find whatever advertised the position that I was doing, if it had been advertised online, so I could just copy and paste the job description and tasks. But at this point, because it's past Christmas, because it's, you know, we're now in January, they've taken down all of the various postings. So I gotta use my head, gotta use my noggin, and that's fine, right? It's not like I was working for CERN research or something like that. You know what I mean? So it should be fairly easily to come up with a description. You know, recall the memory, recall what you did, recall the tasks, write it down, right? So that's part of the game plan. And another part of the game plan is, this is what kind of like older heads remind me. I'm not talking so much about like, you know, depression or general anxiety disorder or any of these things. It's more the overall sense of you gotta, first of all, you can't just bank on one particular position if you want it, or not even position, on one. You can't just bank on one prize. You may want something, you may think is the best thing for you. If you don't get it, so what? There's other things. There's so many other things out there. That's kind of one. B, staying active is, you know, the easiest way, the best way, the most intelligent way to, whether you cross paths with somebody, or whether you just see something in public, or you see something that triggers an idea in the mind that then leads to a train of thought that allows you to then execute on something. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to be active. It's being stagnant. You know what I mean? This is why some people, when they get thrown into a like retirement home, it's like their mind goes downhill. My great uncle's experiencing this right now. When he was in his house, he was fine. Sure, he was, you know, a bit decrepit and old and all that, and he needed help, but he was still active. He could carry conversations. But the moment he kind of got into this home scenario, this retirement home, which is basically like the home where you go to die, it kind of all went downhill, and like he kind of retreated into a world in his own mind, one that he knew, one that's comfortable. So anyway, the whole point of that story is just like, you gotta stay active, man. You can't just sit around and like look at your immediate surroundings and be like, oh, woe is me. Fuck the woe is me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm about to bounce right now. Whether or not I have a real place to go. Actually, I do have several places to go. All that shit I just listed that I just said was on the whiteboard. That's what I gotta do. So, I wish y'all all the best. I know this isn't the last recording. I'm just wishing y'all all the best in whatever endeavors you guys got going on. In whatever sort of game plan or strategy you got going on. Extend this to relationships too. I've been speaking with somebody who, you know, if a relationship don't work out, it ain't the end of the world. Maybe the relationship was at times toxic and dangerous and so on, but You gotta have your eyes on the horizon that is positive, that is the sun is rising, so on and so forth, and all those things.
So,
you know, yes, it's winter. Yes, it's the middle of the winter. Yes, it's colder today than fucking other days. Let's see what it is. I know it's at least minus 20. So, come on, weather. Come on, weather. All right, so minus 14 feels like minus 18. Oh boy. Let's see what else is going on in the world. Montreal, minus 12, so more or less the same. Rochester, minus 7. Detroit, 1 degrees. Cleveland, 1 degrees. Moncton, minus 10. Sackville, minus 9. Providence, minus 5. Oh boy. Whitehorse, minus 27. Yellowknife, minus 20. Come on. Feels like minus 34 in Whitehorse. That's really fucked, man. And Callaway. Feels like minus 26. That's not bad. White. Is this the minus 34? Yeah. That's Whitehorse. Yellowknife. Feels like minus 41. Aw, man. Aw, man. Oh, my God, man. Anyway. Despite the cold, despite all of the reasons you don't want to go out and do anything with yourself, you have to ignore those things and just you know, live your life, man. Could you imagine if everybody, if the whole country shut down every time it was cold, and like, we would never get anything done. So I'm about to bounce. I'm about to bounce, and I'm about to go and be productive. And hopefully something comes of the day. And it's not just a wasted day. You know what I mean? I don't drink. I don't party. So it's not like I have that kind of like, you know those alcoholics that are just like, oh, I'll do X number of tasks today and then I'll reward myself with a drink or weed. It's like, I don't have that. And my medication doesn't really serve that. I can't take 25 Wellbutrins and then like, you know, go vibe out. It's not how it works. You can't vibe out on these benzos or pass out. So, you know what I mean? Like, I have no choice but to like, you know, just be productive like a normal human being. So, it's now 10:05. This is the other thing too. It's not like you take it for granted. And maybe it is taking it for granted. It's like, kind of like when I was in like a rougher mental space, dealing with the routine of the job, of the day-to-day grind, and it being crazy, crazier weeks, crazier days. And then, you know, now that it's back to the freelance grind of before, slash the endless amount of time during the day. And even back then I was delivering flyers. Like, I'm not doing it now too, right? So it's like, you really have to forge your own reality. So let's see how that goes. And I hope everybody has a productive day and everybody has a reality that can be forged that is suitable for them, right? Peace.